We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Today is Ward Warriors Day. We here at Quick C want to do what we can for this family. The Ward family from Sonora found out this week that their middle child, Adley, who is three, has leukemia. And this is, they found out on the day that they were set to come home from Cincinnati after having Tenley dealing, who is their oldest daughter, who is four, will be five next week. She's been battling leukemia, and she had to have a bone marrow transplant with many complications. And so they were set to come home on Monday. And that's when they found out the news that Adley has leukemia now. So this family has been in Cincinnati for 5 months, and they're renting a house there. Neither one of the parents are able to work right now because they have three children, and they are there in Cincinnati with their family and going through the treatments. So heart-wrenching news, and just, I don't even know, I have no words for, you know, comfort. I can't even imagine what they are going through. So we have a website set up. It's WQXE.com/ward. And there are all kinds of fundraisers. There's ways that you can send, if you can financially support them, there's ways that you can send them money directly. There's a mailing address that you can send them a note, you know, just a way to encourage them and help them through this really, really difficult time.
And there's so many different organizations that are stepping up and offering their own ways to help. So a little searching can get you to a lot of ways to help. And,
yes.
And we really hope, if you're able, that you'll take some time to become a Ward's Warrior. And it's just shocking to see what this family is going through. And as you said, I can't fathom what they must be feeling. And our hearts just pour out to them, and lots of prayers.
Yes, keep them in your prayers, because, you know, that's one thing we can do. If you can't do anything else, you can pray for this family.
Absolutely. It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quick C 98.3. Well, it's Ward's Warriors Day, and this is a thing that we really didn't want to have to do, but we're proud we're able to help out in some small way. For those of you that have heard, the Ward family from Sonora, I've been going through a really tough battle the last couple of years with their oldest daughter, Tenley, with leukemia. They were set to come home from Cincinnati, finally, after 5 months, on Monday. And that was the day that they found out their middle child, Adley, who is 3 years old, also has leukemia. And she has already been admitted and is starting treatment. They have a four-month-old baby sister, Kaislyn, and this has just been a really tough time. So a lot of folks are donating effort and time and energy and money towards their cause. And they are now being generous enough to spread the word about, sadly, another family going through something.
That's right. You know, and this is unfortunate that we even have to talk about these things. But, you know, we as a community can gather around and pray for these families and support them however we can. And Abraham Lincoln Elementary School in Hodgenville, they have a first grader, Lana Landon. She also has leukemia, and there is a fundraiser going on for her as well. And we will share that on our Facebook page. But you can go and find out more information about the wards and how you can follow them. And they also share information about other people who are battling this as well. So you can help all those people.
Any way you can help, please do. Be a Ward's Warrior, and just be a part of the solution for this, and help this family and all the others that are going through such a terrible time right now.